This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that 43% of New York voters believe Governor Andrew Cuomo is doing an excellent or good job. That's according to an NBC4 New York Marist poll released June 14th. The poll reports 48% rate Cuomo's job as fair or poor, and currently 47% predict they will vote for Cuomo for another term in 2018. North of New York City, though, his numbers are not so good, with 37% of upstaters saying he's doing an excellent or good job and 55% saying he's doing a fair or poor job. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Thomas C. Zambito reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that all those local hearings about new solar farms and changed regulations of small-scale solar energy generators is because New York saw 181% growth year over year in its non-residential solar power market, according to a report from a solar power trade group. Just in the first quarter of this year, another 42.2 megawatts were added in the state, enough power for 7,000 homes. New York now ranks in the top 10 in solar in the U.S., the Solar Energy Industries Association report says. Several Hudson Valley town boards have enacted moratoriums on solar developments or rewritten their regulations recently because so many solar farms are being proposed and installed, often on agricultural land. Governor Andrew Cuomo has pushed for New York to be half-powered by wind, solar, or hydropower by 2030. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that high levels of perfluorinated chemicals from St. Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International were found at four Superfund sites in the village of Hoosick Falls. One of the four locations tested was next to the village's water treatment plant. The full result of the new groundwater testing by the companies will be revealed June 19th at a meeting at the Hoosick Falls Central School. The two corporations have promised to help clean up the contamination if they are found responsible for the PFOA pollution in Hoosick Falls water supplies. DEC officials confirmed the testing revealed, quote, elevated levels for PFOA in soil and groundwater, which is not entirely unexpected given their close proximity to suspected sources, end quote. 3 years ago, PFOA was first discovered at the St. Gobain on McCaffrey Street. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And the 538.com website says Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, votes with the president's positions 91.2% of the time, but Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that now Faso and Donald Trump are at odds over the health care plan currently being secretly negotiated in a U.S. Senate chamber behind closed doors. Faso, so far, voted for a version of the bill and even offered up his own amendment to the proposed new health care law. Faso has publicly stated that he believes the new health care plan, quote, lowers premiums, reduces taxes, and puts patients in charge of their own health care decisions instead of Washington, end quote. The president, who championed the bill when it passed the U.S. House, then said June 13th that the bill was, quote, mean, end quote, during a meeting with Senate GOP leaders. Faso declined to be interviewed on the matter, but issued a statement saying, quote, I have no comment as the remark is reported anonymously, and I have no basis to know whether it was said at all, end quote. The Associated Press reported the president's remarks, which were independently confirmed by Fox News, The New York Times, CNN, ABC, and The Hill. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.